U.S. Senator Joni Ernst stopped in Davenport yesterday as part of her Ride Across Iowa event. As she addressed supporters outside the Scott County Republican headquarters, protesters drove around the parking lot in a truck waving signs.
See, that's what $100 million will buy you right there. Anyway, make sure you tell them thank you, because this is the United States of America where we are free to do that. Thank you very much, veterans. Thank you very much.
Progress Iowa organized the protests. Camelia Pohl says she and her husband are both veterans, but they haven't received support from Ernst.
We have soldiers committing suicide. And what are they addressing in the Senate right now? They're trying to cram a Supreme Court down our throat in 20 days. You've got people that are unemployed. You got people that are getting sick and they're dying.
Brendan Conley with the Ernst for Iowa campaign says that the proceeds from Ernst's Ride Across Iowa event go to providing combat veterans with emotional support animals and supporting Iowans hurt by the August derecho.
You know, it's despicable but not surprising that Teresa Greenfield and her backers would go so far as to attack the first female combat veteran to serve in the U.S. Senate for a charity event whose proceeds go directly to nonprofit organizations.
Ernst also told reporters that she would not be attending President Donald Trump's campaign rally in Des Moines on Wednesday, since she is serving on the Senate Judiciary Committee.
I'm Mariana Bacayao.